My name is Celeste Arrington, and I teach Korean politics here in the Political Science Department. It's my great honor today to introduce to you Professor Han Hong-gu from Seonggonghae University in South Korea. He is a professor of modern Korean history and a well-known progressive public intellectual in South Korea. He's written or co-authored over 10 books. He has his PhD from the University of Washington, and he was an undergrad at Seoul National University during the height of the pro-democracy protests in South Korea during the 1980s. He has not only studied history, but been intimately involved in many of Korean society's efforts to come to terms with some of the darker chapters of South Korean history. He has served on several truth commissions related to past state abuses of power. And he's currently a leader in the campaign to end the imprisonment of conscientious objectors in South Korea. He is speaking today on the topic of the history wars. Many of you may be somewhat more familiar with the history wars about Japanese historical revisionism and Korean and Chinese protests over Japanese history textbooks. But during the last year, the controversies related to history and historical interpretation have really boiled over domestically in South Korea. As the Park Geun-hye administration has declared that South Korea will move away from privately published textbooks to a single state-issued history textbook. On the government side, they say that this will help to minimize or reduce at least the ideological polarization in the Korean public sphere between progressives on the left and conservatives on the right. Progressives have come out in great numbers to protest this move and have been opposed this as a form of rolling back democracy. I mean, the move from a single government-issued textbook to privately issued textbooks was one to advance democracy in South Korea over a decade ago, and now it seems that we're moving backwards, according to many of the progressive activists and progressive parts of Korean society. So is this an effort by the Park Geun-hye administration to impose a kind of single conservative historical narrative on Korean society, potentially especially related to things that her father, the dictator Park Chung-hee, did during the 60s and 70s in South Korea? The controversies over history relate not only to the pre-1945 Japanese responsibilities related to history, but we also have within South Korea a very timely or very contentious debate over history. And I'm very honored to welcome Professor Han here today to enlighten us about this very timely topic and to give us a sense of how this fits into the ideological polarization within South Korean politics and society today. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming Professor Han.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored to have a talk here at George Washington University. And today I'm going to talk about Park Geun-hye's history war in Korea. Today I'll focus on the three subjects: the history textbook controversy and the current recent comfortable woman issue between Japan and South Korea, and my new project about the publication of biological anthology of those who destroyed the Constitution. During the 80s, when I was young, progressive historians started to expose the historical truths buried beneath the authoritarian regimes. This book, 한국 민중사, actually I wrote a little bit about that, and most of the books were written by my friend. And then the publisher, he's also my friend, but he was arrested and put into prison. And so many professors announced a statement to ask the government to release him. So in this way, showing a progressive view of history was quite dangerous in anti-communist Korea. And this is a history documentary called 100년 전쟁, 100 years of war, a war of history, actually. And there is a very, very close connection between pro-Japanese and military, post-war military dictatorship, and independence movement and the post-war democratization movement. So the history war is actually going on for over 100 years. And but history war is not just limited in South Korea. In the whole East Asian context, there is for more than 30 or 40 years serious war over history. The major line, major front is between Japanese revisionist and Korea, China, and Taiwan. But there is another one, Korea versus China, because the PRC began to insist that what had happened on the territory of current PRC belongs to Chinese history. So, Goguryeo, Balhae, Buryeo, all the dynasties of ancient Korea belongs to Chinese history. They are, they started arguing that, and South and North Koreans are very angry about that. Yeah. And this one is very famous Japanese new history textbook, the revisionist textbook, which provoked severe protest from neighboring countries and conscientious Japanese citizens. And in Japan, there were history war between right wings and conscientious citizens. In Korean Peninsula, the South and the North have a very different view of history. And in South Korea, there is conservative and progressive conflict. And in China, of course, there is PRC versus Taiwan. However, there were minorities and Han chauvinism.